is not necessary. There is a person, so a moon or a few moons descending in his or in her womb. It's not necessary that the interpretation will be the same. The interpretation of dreams is a very delicate subject. There are scholars who have written books on the interpretation of dreams. These books are for those people who have some expertise in interpreting dreams. It's not for anybody. It's not for anybody and everybody. When we go to the doctor, the doctors have certain books in their surgeries, which explain certain illnesses and certain medicines. So that is only for those people who have some expertise in medicine. So a doctor will be able to benefit from that book and give correct guidance. Somebody who is not a doctor will not be able to read that book and give the correct guidance as far as medicine is concerned. So similarly, the books that you find on interpretation of dreams in the bookshops, that is not for anybody and everybody. It is for those people who have expertise in interpreting dreams. They will be able to benefit from it and they will be able to understand the contents of the books correctly. So I was saying that the interpretation of the dreams is a very, very delicate subject. And a person should not try to come to conclusions by himself, or he should not relate the dream to someone who does not have the expertise. And if it is related to somebody who does not have the expertise, he should very politely say that, "I'm sorry, I cannot help you in this regard." Because interpretation of dreams vary from person to person. So Aisha radiallahu anha saw this dream. It was during the time of Khairul Qurun. It was in Medina Munawwara. So where the dream is seen, when the dream is seen, what are the seasons of the dream? Is it winter? Is it summer? Who is seeing the dream? And accordingly, upon hearing the dream, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will inspire the person who is interpreting the dream. And as soon as he hears the dream, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala connects so many things together in front of him. Sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring a verse from the Quran, sometimes a hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sometimes a vocabulary from the words that was said in the dream. And he will be inspired by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the jigsaw puzzle will fit in, and he will say, "This is the interpretation of the dream." And it's possible that the same person who has interpreted a particular dream today and he has given a particular interpretation, after 6 months or after 1 year or after 2 weeks, another person will come and relate the same dream, but the interpretation will be different. Why? Because he will be inspired by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he will come to another conclusion. So here Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, when Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha said that, "I saw that three moons have descended in my room," Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that three people from amongst the most illustrious people of Islam will be buried in your room. And that is exactly what happened. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is buried there, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu is buried there, and Umar radiallahu anhu is buried there. The three great personalities are buried within the boundary of the room of Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. There were other apartments also, the apartment of Umm Salama, and apartment of this Ummul Mumineen and this Ummul Mumineen, all of them were near to each other. But the three graves are within the boundary of the house of Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. And there is room for one more grave there. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given this prophecy that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam will be buried. This is the prophecy of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam will pass away in Madina Munawwara and he will be buried.